USA Radio News. The Department of Justice is investigating itself. USA's Wendy King explains.
Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco referred the case to the IG. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, say that former Attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify under oath to the committee. The demand came after revelations that the Trump administration had secretly gathered device data from Democratic members and staff of the House Intelligence Committee as they investigated internal leaks during the Russia probe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Biden is on his way to NATO and Brussels this week. USA's Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva this week following the G7 summit and a meeting of NATO leaders in Brussels. Senator Bill Hagerty says he's not expecting much to come from that meeting because the president is going in from a position of weakness. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that Biden has already offered too many concessions to the Russians.
I think the G7 is frankly being overshadowed completely by what is going to happen next week when Biden does meet with Putin. And Biden's going into this in a position of weakness. Look, he capitulated on the START treaty at the very beginning with Russia. Now he's turned around and allowed them to finish the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And look, that project was categorized as a malign influence project by the Trump administration. I served in that administration. This is a huge mistake to walk into this meeting in a position of weakness, and I think that's what all of the G7 leaders are wondering about. How will Biden and Putin manage this meeting?
For USA Radio News, I'm Ron Osborne.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Labor Department report of a higher inflation rate is causing concerns over the direction of the economy. USA's John Clemens reports.
The Consumer Price Index rose 5% in the year leading into May, marking the largest increase since August 2008. Chuck Bentley of Crown Financial tells us this means Americans are buying less with more dollars.
Well, economists look for a rise in the consumer price index, which means the things that are required for us to live are on the rise. The prices are going up. And in a very simple sense, it means the purchasing power of the dollar is going down.
Economists point to the 7% increase between April to May for the prices for used cars and trucks that made up one-third for the increase in the Consumer Price Index. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Baltimore State's Attorney's Office says two reported members of the gang MS-13 have been sentenced. USA's Lance Pry has more.
Two reputed MS-13 gang members were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole Thursday in connection with the brutal 2019 murder north of Baltimore, Maryland. Hugo Chavez and Jonathan Hernandez were found guilty this week of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy in the July 31st stabbing death of 21-year-old Daniel Alvarado Cuellar. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ron Osborne.